That the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby don't like anything I do. My teacher seems to feel the same way too.
Welcome to a President's Day edition of Problem Corner on KFAR Radio. Glenn Anderson here, filling in for Dave. He's got the day off, and thought, why not? I'm going to just do this. So I'm just kind of running things solo here today. And not solo, I shouldn't say solo, because I'm being joined by regular here, and a gentleman who's going to be even more regular, Mr. Craig Compo, with us. Craig, how
are
you doing?
I'm good. Glenn, how are you?
Nice. Good to have you with us. Of course, always good to have guests in the studio, especially when I'm filling in, because I don't know what the heck I'm doing or going to talk about or any of that, and that's why we bring you in. And good to have you here. Now, let me see here. Let me turn these off, turn that, and turn that off. There you go. That sounds much better there. Now, this weekend we were talking, we went out and had a great dinner. And, you know, a lot of you folks may know that on the weekend, what I've tried to create over the last few years is just more local radio, more local content for all of our local radio stations, in particular KFAR. We have some great weekend programming, 90% of which is syndicated, obviously, to fill our weekend slot. So we have shows about all kinds of stuff, food, cars, economy, saving money, political shows, the whole works. Twilight Zone. I mean, we fill it with anything we've got. We find all kinds of stuff out on the bird, as they say, to fill our programming. But what I wanted to do was bring in some live programming. We started several years ago with Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper. Great show, and really got good response off this. He's a wonderful host, and it was really the thing that kicked us all off. Because after that, I added a second show called The Buzz about the budding, pardon the pun, marijuana industry. And so now we had an hour of local broadcasting. Then we added in, we've got Kirk and Lisa Maynard doing Alaska Realty today. And then we had an outdoor show. Mike Iduka sponsored it for a while, went off into other ventures, and that's when we brought Craig in to do the new, that debuts this week, the Compo's Outdoor Show, which is fitting. Duh. I don't know why it took us this long. And we also have Dave's other show, and that's Fairbanks Foodies, which is right on at 5:30 and has been filling that spot at 12:30 where your show will go now. So it'll be at 12:30. And then what we're going to do is, but coming soon, we'll be rebroadcasting all these shows on Sunday night. You can also listen to them all online at KFARradio.com, which is awesome. And on top of that, all of the shows are podcasts, basically. And you can go back and listen to any of them, including like the last year of Problem Corner or Shooter's Corner with Laura, who's done a fantastic job since we lost Joe. And all of those can be found on the archive page. And we're going to revamp that as well to make it easier. So you can go back and listen to these anytime. No matter where you are, you got the KFAR app. You can download it, listen to all the shows right on your phone. If you're hanging out the doctor's, you're somewhere, you can just go there, go to it, pull it up, and listen. It's pretty cool, and it's going to be exciting to have you on to do this show. I mean, it seems like a no-brainer now that we're looking at it, right?
Well, I'm excited about it. Yeah, you know, it's we're all about, our family's all about outdoors. I mean, that's our passion, right? And I don't know anywhere in the radio world that they do this kind of quantity of local stuff.
Not anymore.
No, everything, because everybody's looking just to hit a button and get the national
syndicators. Right, and it takes some work. I got to produce all these shows every week. I got to go back and listen through and make sure the levels are correct and everything else is right and load them, and we have to schedule them week by. So it's a process to do. It's not that plug and play, but it's also nice because it allows all these locals like yourself who are experts in certain areas, and we're looking to add some more programs. programs. Mm-hmm. I'd love to get a mechanic show. Yeah. And I've been trying to twist Glenn Rissey's arm into doing a gardening show growing and a plant growing show. He would be great.
His dad, you know, did our folks' lawn, and he was God as far as
Glenn and Crystal know exactly what they're doing. They've carried that torch on for sure. So we've got all of that. But with that said, now we're talking about the outdoor show, and really, what a perfect time to launch this thing because we're getting into the best part of winter.
Yeah.
And one of the events coming up. Now, obviously, like, for instance, the ice park is going on right now. And today is Military Appreciation Day.
Sure.
So if you're military, you get in free to the ice park.
Which is great.
They just had their multi-block competition yesterday. So now's the time to, before any little bits break off or anything, you know, or get covered in snow, you get to see them. Pretty much in their finished form. They're doing the double block this week. And it's just one of the best parts about winter is that. And then, of course, we have Hockey Week going on.
Yep.
And I know this afternoon, I think 4 o'clock, Hoodoo, they're doing hockey at Hoodoo. And they're nice. Going to talk hockey and they're going to do a bunch of stuff. Wednesday, they've got that Gold Kings movie.
Oh, yeah.
If you haven't seen that documentary, I've seen the trailer. It looks amazing.
Yeah, Randy Zarnke sent me the trailer over there. Yeah, fantastic. They're excited about that. Yeah.
And, of course, we are not far away from the Tired Iron, which, of course, is something, one of your babies that you're creating.
Yeah. And all that's coming up. You know, this is the best time of winter, right? You know, you got late February, early March. You're getting rid of the real cold weather. You got beautiful. The air tastes good, doesn't it, this time of year?
And like today, just getting up, the cloud cover was heavy, so the temps were warm.
Sure.
We got a little bit of light snow, and that's kind of tapered off. Looks like we might get more snow tonight into tomorrow. My goodness.
And I don't, you know, it's at 40 below, it's kind of neat to hear the sound of that crunching under your
toes.
There's
nothing
but
like,
that gets old after a while, right?
It gets old quickly, actually. One trip to the car, and that sound gets old.
I love your comedy gig about that. You know,
the words coming out of your mouth as you step in.
You can't say those.
No,
right
we
now.
Can't say it here, but everybody knows. What words
exactly
talking.
So we're excited. The Tired Iron's coming up. I think Richard Knox, who, you know, Dave Weaver and I started that. Well, I started it in 2006, actually. I think Dave came on shortly thereafter. Everybody wanted it, talked about it, wanted to do it, but nobody wanted to do the work initially.
And that's where Craig always comes in. Yeah. Whenever there's work, I'm always like one of these guys that'll have ideas.
Oh.
And then I'll just tell Craig, and he'll actually do something about it.
The Lost Tribe.
The Lost Tribe of
Bigfoot.
The Lower Chena, Bigfoot, all of those. It was just one of those where I was along for the ride. And he did all the work. And that's kind of the way the Tired Iron is. But now you've turned it over to Richard and the crew, and you're a little more hands off because you were there for weeks setting up and emceeing it and doing the whole. Are you still going to emcee it?
Yeah, I want to emcee especially the fun run. You know, they've really expanded it. It started out as the big race on the Chena River. And I think a newsminer said there was between racers, spectators along the river, parties, everything. There was 2,800 people, they estimated, watching that first race. It was packed. The river was packed.
That.
It was really cool. Do you remember we had Governor Frank Murkowski, I think, was there at the time, and we had to set up. We had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. The whole river in front of Pikes was just packed.
Yeah, you couldn't. It was like five deep. It was like trying to watch at Augusta National, watch the Masters.
Right. And so, you know, my normal practical joke, I'm a big practical joker, and so I thought, here's a great story. Yeah, really. Newsflash.
Uh-huh.
We had to clear this with their administration and everything. Everybody but Frank knew. So as soon as he was going to start the race with a starter pistol. But what we said is as soon as he fires the pistol, we want everybody on the ice to hit the ground like they were shot. And they did. So there's Frank with his hand up in the air. 3, 2, 1, bam. And all these bodies go down. And Frank didn't miss a beat. He said, boy, that's some flock shooting, huh?
That's great. Now, we pranked a governor before. I don't know. Do you remember? Wasn't it Walker we pranked at the roast? The celebrity roast of
Bernie Carl.
Of Bernie Carl. Yeah. And Governor Bill Walker was there, and his assistant called and said, what's the attire?
And it was the coldest day of the year.
It was the coldest day of the year. And everybody, this thing is usually black tie.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Black tie. And we told him it was a
Hawaiian theme, yeah. And then he even called, I think, Satterberg. He says, is this really Hawaiian? He goes, yeah, we do it when it's really cold. So everybody's dressed to the nines, and in walks Walker in a Hawaiian shirt.
Luckily, somebody had a suit or something for him because I think he changed.
Yeah, he wasn't real happy about it.
That was too much fun. Of course, now if you missed the celebrity roast this year, it was the best we've had.
Oh, yeah,
and that was
Benny
the
Lynn.
One of Benny Lynn.
Oh my! My ribs are still hurting. We all laugh so.
All right, we're going to talk about that. Yep. The celebrity roast of Benny Lynn, okay. And where you can see it and all of that. That's coming up right after the break. We'll take a look at the weather forecast. That's next, right here on Problem Corner.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
The Find Out Free Pregnancy Center provides free, confidential pregnancy tests to any woman in need. But they offer so much more to women, men, and families. By participating in one-on-one parenting classes selected by you, you can take advantage of Earn While You Learn, earning valuable credit to spend on children's items and clothing in Maria's Boutique. The Find Out Free Pregnancy Center. Call 907-455-8255 or visit online findoutfree.com. Findoutfree.com.
At Kendall Subaru of Fairbanks, we might have the best job ever. We get to help our customers find the perfect Subaru and get out and enjoy everything Alaska has to offer in an ultra-dependable, all-wheel drive Subaru. With all kinds of reviews and awards for quality, safety, and trust, it's not a surprise that Subaru holds its value. With tons of fantastic customer reviews about a great buying experience at Kendall, there aren't really any surprises there either. But sometimes, it's all about timing. Like getting the exact new Subaru you want when we order it straight from the factory just for you. Right now is the perfect time to pre-order your new Subaru and get exactly what you want. We'll walk you through the process and make sure you get a great deal. Whether it's checking out the new Subaru Outback Wilderness or Forester Wilderness, trading up to something newer, or dialing in the perfect pre-order Subaru. At Kendall Subaru of Fairbanks, we're here to help you get exactly what you need. Stop by today or get started at SubaruFairbanks.com. Kendall, let's start something great.
Weather brought to you by Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing, offering 24-hour service from Salcha to Nanana and no mileage charge on callouts. The Bigfoot with the helping hand. Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing.
KFAR Weather.
A winter weather advisory begins at 3 p.m. this afternoon and continues until 3 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. Snow likely today, otherwise cloudy. Highs around 14, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, snow likely 14, 3 to 5 inches of snow today through tomorrow. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 12 degrees.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
There we go. Welcome back to the program. Glenn Anderson filling in for Dave Pruse on this fine President's Day. As a matter of fact, happy birthday, George. I guess started with George Washington's birthday and has moved on just to celebrate all of them. We're like the only ones in the building today because the rest of the crew has... President's Day off. We get a certain number of vacation days here in radio. Not many of them, but when we do, of course, if it's a really nice day in the summer, we get out of here so we can all go to the lake.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's a Perry thing. And then we'll get a couple more during the, he'll just say, let's just take the afternoon. So he's pretty cool about that.
Well, what's neat about radio. You can turn on syndicated programming or reruns of old shows.
Or record our shows out.
And you're out tubing at the lake, right?
Yeah, exactly. While we're all still on the air. It's the magic of radio. But for the most part, like during the morning drive shows on all of our stations in the afternoons, Problem Corner and other parts, we're live. Yeah. So we're here and we try to stay live so that throughout the day we can tell you if there's traffic accidents or what have you. So for the most part, that's what we do. And one of the days we have off is President's Day. We here at the radio station, we go back and forth. Next year we'll get MLK Day off.
Okay. And you don't get both.
We don't get both. It goes back and forth between
that's smart,
the two.
Yeah.
So, and then I had stuff to do, so I gave Dave the day off. So I said, I'll just host Problem Corner.
Nice.
So
he's in Hawaii?
I think he is, and then I'll be there in a few weeks.
Nice.
So
nice.
I'll take this vacation day and bank it for that trip. So, of course, we're talking Craig Campos, our guest. We're going to talk a little bit about his show coming up, his new show this weekend. Also, we're going to talk Tired Iron. Right now, though, we're talking about one of the... you know, we just wrapped up the 20th year, 21st year of the Fairbanks Funny Festival, which is a two-week comedy festival with stand-up workshops and classes and performances and shows and open mic nights. And then a couple big-name comics come up. We had Paul Rodriguez, who is one of the kindest men I've ever met in my life, telling us stories about Bob Hope. How Bob hired him, brought him on to do his last Christmas special. You know, and a feud he had with Johnny Carson, where he was on 10 or 12 times, but He said something with a female guest or something and made Johnny mad. Huh. And Johnny never invited him back.
Ooh.
Blackballed him. And it just crushed Paul Rodriguez. Oh. Well, Johnny back then would occasionally have a guest host. Very rarely. And one of them in the 80s was Betty White.
Ah.
Who was a good friend of Paul's because Paul had been on the Golden Girls a couple episodes.
Okay.
So she brought him back. So he was very devastated when he was up here. He had a hard time because three of his dear friends had died in the last week.
Yeah.
It was Louis Anderson, Bob Saget, both of which came up through the ranks at the Comedy Store with him
sure.
since they were kids. And then his dear friend, Betty White. So he was having a rough go.
Yeah.
But what a great man. And he put on a great show. And we get these guys to come up here, and they just love coming to Alaska. And we do it once a year. And each year, it is we used to end with we'd do a fundraiser. And for years, we did the Junior Funny Fest, which was a comedy festival for children. And we'd have kids as young as 10. From 10 to like 17, learning the art of stand-up comedy. And they were brilliant. And that was a fundraiser for Big Brothers, Big Sisters. That ran its course. We did that for about 10 years. And then we moved on to the Celebrity Roast. And we've done, I think our first one was Hopkins.
Yeah, I missed that one. Yeah,
and that we did Hopkins. And then we did Gary Wilkin. And we did Bernie. And we did the Governor.
Yep.
And then we did Howie Thies.
Yeah.
And this year we went, okay, we've done enough old white guys.
Yeah.
And that's why we came up with Benny Lynn.
Yeah.
And was it ever great? Amanda, and then it's a fundraiser for the United Way. And Amanda Hansen over there, who many of you know from the TV station, is now the GM. And she's the one that runs the United Way. And she just did a fantastic job. It was set up, the tables, they had a dinner. It was packed. We had a great group of people, and then we had Benny Lynn. And it was brilliant because everybody got to go up and roast each other. And we had Bill Wright from Explore Fairbanks.
Natalie from the Botel.
From the Botel. Yourself and myself, along with Jerry Evans.
And Lisa.
And Lisa Johnson, who was brilliant also.
Yeah.
And, of course, Benny Lynn. Benny was very nervous about having to get up and speak. He's always worried about his English, but his English is fine. That's very convenient for Benny, all of a sudden worried. And we all told stories and jokes about each other. And then when it came for Benny Lynn to come up, he brings up Bill Satterberg as his
interpreter.
And Benny proceeds to do his whole bit in Chinese with Bill reading the English subtitles, as it were.
Now, Bill and I put that together. Didn't tell you and Jerry or no.
We had no idea
it would be
this was
better
happening.
If it was just going to be natural. Benny, because Benny had refused to do it.
Yeah.
And so I finally told him midsummer, I think when we were talking about it, or late summer, whenever. Fall, I said, Benny, you got to do this. Kept bugging him. You kept asking me, hey, make sure you bug Benny Lynn about this. He did not want to do
it. No, he didn't.
So I had to promise him he wouldn't have to speak. He wouldn't have to get up there and speak and because he's worried about his English. And so he finally commits to it. Then it's on the radio. Now he's committed. I said, Benny, you got to get up there. He goes, no, I won't go. I won't go. And I said, no, you got to do it. I said, but I got an idea here. You're going to just say the lines in Chinese and Bill Satterberg will be your interpreter.
And it was so funny. Oh. I was in tears. Oh. I almost wet myself that night.
It was really good.
I
knew the lines.
Night.
I mean, I wrote Bill's lines, but
right.
And I knew them all, but I was still, the delivery was priceless.
Benny was so good. And then, of course, we also had his good friend Guy Fieri do a video that was hilarious.
Yep. And I did a slideshow.
Slideshow. It was just, now, if you want to see it, it is available on YouTube.
Yeah, you just go to Benny Lynn Roast. And it's Lynn is one N, so Benny Lynn Roast, and it's broke up into three sections. It's about 90 minutes, but it's the best 90 minutes you're going to spend. it's a little bit out there.
It's not. Yeah, there was. We could have all been canceled that night, a time or two, I think. But that's a fun thing about a roast, and we do it in the as Jerry would say. In respect to the original Dean Martin roast,
yes.
Not the new
Comedy Central.
The Comedy Central ones are good, but they just get nasty and mean.
Really out there,
Whereas this is all very tongue-in-cheek, lighthearted ribbing of each other.
Yeah.
And we all had some great lines.
Yeah, and you know what's funny is two of those people I knew, but not real well, Bill and Lisa, I know who they are, but when you're writing jokes about them, you know, you don't know if it's going to be offensive to them or not. So you'll run it by some of their friends, and they go, "Oh no, she'll love that. She loves it. She. We talk about that all the time. So it's kind of comfortable. I loved roasting Natalie. She was fun.
Oh, and she was so good too.
She's a performer.
And yeah. Speaking of new folks, after that, I had sat and talked with Natalie and inked her in. She's going to be on the air with us now. She's going to be one of the new weekend jocks handling X Rock Radio for us. So
that's great.
So we're finding more local talent and keeping things local. Everybody else is just going, the IRC, they're just like almost all syndicated. Yeah. I don't know how many, if any, local shows they have left anymore.
Yeah, that gets old after a while.
And the ones they do have are all taped. So it's nice to have our company. We as the others go further and further away from localism, we bring more and more localism in. Yeah. And it's showing itself here on our stations with the wonderful tribute that Sam and Ann did for us at the from the food bank. They did a nice big presentation for us as their media folks, and we're getting more and more of that, and more folks that are starting to acknowledge the fact and all the what we do for all the nonprofits here in town and everything.
It's a big deal. They raise a lot of money.
Yeah.
One of my favorite memories quickly of this event was Bernie, when Bernie's event was going on, and I got up there to roast everybody, of course, and then right. Bernie, and of course Connie was still here with us, and she was sitting in the front, and I said, "Ladies and gentlemen, before we get started, I really want to recognize a woman here who is a really special woman. I'd like her to get recognition here. She's magnificent. How she stayed with this man for years, I don't know. Ladies and gentlemen, please, a big hand." And as Connie's standing up, I said, "For Brenda Satterberg." Or in the back. Connie kind of sits back down. Brenda stands up. What do you call that in comedy? The bait and switch?
That's a bait and switch. Yeah. A misdirection. Misdirection.
Yeah, that was great.
Was that the one where Satterberg had the fake blood tablet in his mouth for whatever reason?
I don't know. It's Satterberg.
And I think we had a cuss jar for Bernie as well.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
We had a cuss jar. Yeah. And then he had somebody else come up and speak for him as well. It was very strange. But those were fun. Craig Compo is our guest here on Problem Corner on this Monday. Quick reminder, Military Appreciation Day at the Ice Park if you want to get out there and take the kids. Looks like the weather's going to be fantastic for it this week. Also, we're talking about his new show, and that is the Compo's Outdoor Show. And you had a list of cool topics. Now, this show, we did have an outdoor show for a while, and that was with Mike Hajdukovic.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a great show, and he did a great host, but his wife put the kibosh on the show.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why. She just said, "Nope, we're not doing it anymore." And he said, "Well, I talked to it over with the wife, and we discussed and came out with a good deal, so I won't be doing the show." So that was a bummer, but I said, "Well, I need an outdoor show," and in stepped you. And his was a little more like kayaking and paddleboarding and yoga.
Yep.
And hiking. Yours is a little
mostly power sports.
It's about getting out on four-wheelers and boats and snow machines and hunting and fishing.
And one of the episodes I want to have is with my daughters and my son-in-laws. I love to take them hunting. I brought some visual effects. There's a picture of me with a chunk of, look at that back strap. It's almost as tall as she is.
And look how pretty she is. She's all dressed all nice.
Yeah.
There's not
came back.
Oh, okay. All right. I was about to say, there's not an ounce of blood
on
her.
Her husband, Bryce, cutting open a moose.
Oh, yeah.
Here's a moose in one of our boats. We just, oftentimes we have a winch, so we just gut the moose and then drag it up into the boat and bring it back to our camp. And here's a picture of Satterberg tipped over in his chair. That's another hunting.
Okay.
He literally fell over, and that's typically what Bill looks like up at hunting camp.
So. Okay, well, there we go. See, I got to go on I need to go on a hunting trip.
Oh, you got to.
I got to go in on one.
It is fantastic.
All right, I got some extra days off this fall, so I think I'm in. I think I'm in on the next hunting trip, so
all right.
That'll be fun. We're going to talk, coming up next, I believe we'll have a guest joining us on the line, and I want to go over some of these episodes that you have planned for the show.
Sure.
Okay. So that'll be fun. We're going to do all of that. 11:29. Looks like nice temperatures out there. As you saw, we're in the getting into the lower teens. Looks like we might get some more snow tonight and tomorrow, folks. Sorry about that. But with that in mind, we've got Fox News, the Alaska News Minute. We'll be back to talk the Compo's Outdoor Show and the Tired Iron Snow Machine Classic. All of that is coming up next on KFAR Radio, following your Fox News. It's 11:30.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live
President
at KFARradio.com.
Putin tentatively agreeing to a possible meeting as Western nations fear a Russian invasion of Ukraine is imminent.
New satellite images show Russian troops within 10 miles of the Ukrainian border. We visited the front lines this weekend. Russian-backed separatists have fired hundreds of artillery shells at Ukrainian positions, killing at least one of their soldiers.
Fox's Trey Yingston in the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv. Britain's prime minister scrapping all remaining COVID-19 restrictions.
Boris Johnson told Parliament the pandemic is not over, but that vaccines and drugs mean it's time to lift all remaining restrictions.
And Mr. Speaker, it is time that we got our confidence back.
But opposition leader Keir Starmer.
All we've got today is yet more chaos and disarray.
Says Johnson's plan is full of holes.
Fox's Simon Owen in London. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
The Fairbanks Daily News Minute reports a handful of concerned Fairbanks residents sounded off about contract negotiations during public testimony last week at the Board of Education meeting. Concerns ranged for elimination of key clauses in the district's initial offer to the unions, a lack of salary increases, and what some considered a step back in health care benefits. The Fairbanks Education Association, along with the unions for the Education Support Staff Association and Fairbanks Principals Association, exchanged initial offers over the past few weeks. Negotiations are underway for all three groups. A particular concern was the elimination of a clause requiring discipline of teachers for just cause. On its face, it appears that the district would prefer not to have a good reason to fire one of its education professionals, and that is perplexing, said Caroline Brown. Contract negotiations are still in progress and are expected to take at least a few months. Negotiation teams for both the district and unions adhere to an agreed code of conduct during the talks, including keeping them open to the public with a ban on electronic recording devices.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, a look at Alaska's budding new industry, brought to you by Good Titrations, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. Then it's the Compos Outdoor Show at 12:30. And don't miss Fairbanks Foodies at 5:30, talking everything food and fun in Fairbanks. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio.
CAD is Customer Appreciation Day at the Great Alaska Pizza Company. Our very best waiting for you Tuesday, just $6. Get your medium cheese or pepperoni pizza, only $6. Oh yeah, hot from the oven, fresh and fast. We know you're coming, so it's in the oven, fresh and fast. Customer Appreciation Day this Tuesday. One day only, medium cheese or pepperoni, just $6. Carry out only, fresh and fast.
The Great Alaska Pizza Company.
Freeze your fat away without surgery or downtime with Cool Sculpting. Start working on your new summer body now. There's never been a better time to schedule your Cool Sculpting sessions. Cool Sculpting freezes fat away from your chin to your legs. You can do it. It's the FDA-approved non-surgical cool way to permanently reduce your unwanted body fat. Fitting into your favorite summer fashions has never been easier. Fear no mirror. You deserve to look your best. Call Solstice Medicine and Wellness. Call 907-456-6334.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
All right, KFAR Radio. Now, before the break, we were talking about some of the episodes that are going to be on your show. We have Richard on the phone holding as well, and we'll get to him in half a second. But now, the new Compos Outdoor Show is going to air starting this Saturday at 12:30, great for outdoor enthusiasts alike, or just folks that like Alaska. Also, as we get these built up pretty soon, you'll be able to go back and listen to them from the KFAR website or from Compo's website, I believe. And I saw you have a list. What are some of the programs we're looking at ahead at?
Well, you had asked me to just kind of mentally put down on paper some, and I did actually put on paper some just different outdoors experiences, trips, subject matters. And I thought of quite a few of them. You know, one thing we're always getting is people asking us technical tips on their, whether it's snow machine, boat, four-wheeler. You know, it'd be really nice to just have, you know, what do you take when you go out there? What about safety items? you know, what do you do if you break down, those kind of like our competitors' products do.
Right. Look at that. A little slam, too. I have a feeling that won't be the last shots fired.
Yeah.
And then, of course, also maintenance as well.
Right.
Have some
right.
of your shop guys in to talk maintenance of sleds, boats.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Get our service manager in here. And so it's kind of something that, we can put on our website and people killing time and they would just some common sense tips, just real simple stuff. And some more technical stuff for those that are really into it.
And then about certain trails, certain places as well.
Yeah. The Compo Trail, for example, named after my grandfather out there. It's a beautiful trail out there, 29.9 mile Chino Hot Springs. And it's not for the hot doggers. This is really just it's an 8-foot wide meandering trail, goes up. You got views of everything from Ullerhaven to the Granite Tours to Isles. And you can see everything up there. And then you can go down into the Colorado Creek Cabin, I think for $10 or $20 a night. You can rent this cabin. It's got firewood, a stove, platforms to put your bunk on, your mattress pad. Just a beautiful trail it's 20 minutes from town. I mean, 30 minutes. It's really nice. So, I thought interview some of my favorite customers and some of their best trips.
Nice.
I go every year. I go, Johnny Hajdukovic, my best friend, goes duck hunting. We go duck hunting at Healy Lake. We always are the last ones out. You know, we're breaking ice going in. It's usually, I think, October 13th was the latest we were in there. So that's a great trip. And it's cheaper than therapy. These trips, whether you got a boat or a snow machine, I always tell people it is your mental therapy. It really is to get out in the woods. And
I'd imagine one of your topics will probably be the tired iron coming up.
That's right. And that's one of my favorite topics.
Well,
and,
let's bring in Richard right now.
Okay.
Hi, Richard.
How you doing, guys?
Good. Good to have you with us. Thanks for joining us today. I'm sure you're gearing up and getting ready about now.
Actually, today's cleanup day. We had a little pre-tired iron event yesterday. Of course, the weather didn't really cooperate with us, but we're gearing up. There's no doubt about it.
All right. Well, now, wait a minute. Yesterday was a gorgeous day. What was wrong with the weather yesterday?
About 20 degrees below zero out there running a sled.
Wasn't about 20 out there? All right. I'm going by my house up in the hills, so I forgot about the inversion. I'm going, I was outside all day. It was gorgeous. But I think it was like 4 or 5 above at my house, so sorry about that.
Richard, I should say. Go ahead, Richard.
Tell you that. Little chilly.
Yeah. Richard's been part of this race as a racer for many, many years, and then a few years ago, we always are looking for people that want to get more involved with it because Father Time is catching up with Dave and I, we love it, but it's an awful lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
Oh, it is.
I mean, there's coordination of just the racing, but all of the vendors and the food vendors and the distribution vendors and all the booths. And then you've got to have all the events and all the other fun family stuff.
It's a big event, and it's very well attended, but my hat's really off to Richard and his crew. They're doing the more hands-on. Now, Dave and I are a bit in the background. We're doing some fundraising and some things like that. But Richard has really turned it up, added a lot of events. Why don't you talk about that for a minute, Richard? Talk about the event, where it's at, when it is, and what's new this year.
So this year's event takes place on March 12th and 13th. It's a two-day event. We've got classes for just about every sled that's out there. Typically, we shoot for the vintage, which is around, we're all around golden years. That's up to, 75 on up or on back, I should say. Those machines we have classes for broke out, so it's fair racing. There's no age limits. We've got everybody from a 6-year-old kid that's riding a 1965 Husky, a snow tamer.
I was fine then. Yeah.
To a 8-year-old guy that's going to come out and ride a Arctic Cat El Tigre. So we've got it's just a huge, it's a vast spread of people that have interest in this stuff.
All right. Now, I remember, of course, talking about ages, one of the best parts of this race for so many years were the real Jurassic Classics, and that was the old, the legends we had with Hugh Fate and, of course,
Cliffy Everett.
Yeah, and Urban.
Urban Rahor.
Yep, can't forget him.
That was always my favorite part of the race was the Battle of the Ageless, we called it. And they're get out there.
Well, another 30 years, that'll be you and me, Craig. we'll be the ones that are duct taping to the sled. So besides those races, you've got all these other events that go along with it as well.
Yeah, so on the 12th is the fun run, what we call the fun run. Again, classes for just about every schlitz out there. We'll have a show and shine. With the show and shine, it's free to enter. Each sled entered gets a ticket, a raffle ticket for cash prizes and all kinds of other goodies that are coming along. But the biggest part about that is it's free, and it doesn't matter if your sled's a trailer queen, if it's something that you dug out of your mom's yard that she wanted out of the garden. It doesn't matter. Bring it down.
Does it have to run?
Does not have to run.
Oh, okay. All right.
So typically our show and shine, and this is kind of Tired Iron's charter, is about the historical side of the snow machine.
Sure.
And what it for the Alaskan people. So our goal is to get as many of these sleds in this show as possible, just to show off the amount of manufacturers that were out there that in the years past. You know, we were skinny down to, what, four now? Yeah. There were hundreds of them back then, hundreds of these guys making sleds. Again, it's just all about having fun.
Well,
so we do a fun.
Let us know where again one more time is the Tired Iron going to take place?
It's at the Lions, the Fairbanks Fun Lions clubhouse. There's a lake out there behind Greer Tank. It's at 3671 Lakeview Drive.
Okay, we've had a number of different homes for it over the years. It started, of course, down at Pike's, down on the river. We moved it. It was out there
behind Lowe's
over there. I think we had it in a parking lot somewhere else once. But so now it's going to be out there by Lakeview behind Greer Tank.
And it's been there for a couple of years. It's really fascinating to go out there and see. You got a good view up high there, and you're looking at several races going on at once. There's little 120s and 200cc kids are jumping over behind the building. There's drag races going on. There's oval races going on. I mean, these guys come up from Kenai and Anchorage and all over the state. Some of them are coming up. And I think what a lot of people are asking me, hey, how do I enter? Or where do I go for more information? So why don't you fill them in on that, Richard?
So right now we've got out on Facebook, on Tired Iron's page, as well as Alaska Vintage Sleds page, there's a link to an entry form. All your registration paperwork is there. The Lions are gracious enough to let us use their land, and we ride their coattails on insurance. So there is an insurance fee. It's very minor. The entry fees are very, very low. Depending on what race you're in, they're $20 up to $35.
Used to be 150, 100, 150. Yeah. So more people, you bring the price down and get some good cooperation from the Lions.
Yeah, without a doubt. And as Craig said, the lake we've got laid out, the track itself will be, I think it's 1.2 miles. We'll do five laps for the fun run and the classic races. There's an oval, ice oval out there for the faster sled. There's two drag strips out there. And, of course, the Lions themselves have the track out back for the kids, which is really cool to watch them young guys run those sleds.
Oh, yeah.
Jump fast. It's cool.
So if somebody's got a 2010 Ski-Doo MXZ fan cooled, can they enter? When? What can they enter? What race?
So we have classes all the way up to, in the drag racing, we have classes all the way up to 2020.
So race your buddy across the street with his Arctic Cat, the same size engine, right?
Yep. The classes are broke out evenly against engine size and year. So you're not going to be racing, you're not going to be in a class that you absolutely can't win.
Right.
excuse me. We've got single cylinder classes broken out by years. We've got, I just can't explain it all too well. There's just classes for every machine all the way up to, in the vintage and classic, or in the fun runs, up to 2002 is where we're going. Because Merriam-Webster, Mr. Dictionary, claims vintage is 20 years old.
Wow, really?
Wait a minute. Seems like yesterday.
Yeah, man. I know. It just seems like, before the vintage sleds, when this whole thing started, had to be from like 1965 or something. Now we keep moving up. It's kind of like one of my radio stations that plays oldies. I've got to keep updating because what was oldies 40 years ago is not oldies now. Yeah. So we always got to...
It's kind
of
like... Go ahead.
Most of the stuff that run these sleds, they're all from the golden years, right?
Yeah,
so 85 is older than we really typically see. We see a lot of the more modern sleds in the snow drags and the faster race, but the real fun is all around the truly old vintage stuff, you know, 1985 and older.
Yeah, that's always fun. Now, before we let you go and go into break, you, Richard, I know a couple of the other events, like are they going to do the Moose Nugget Bowling again?
No, we're not going to do the Moose Nugget Bowling. We're got a big pile of snow. We're going to play a little King of the Hill game on.
Oh, okay, great. There's always some. That's what I was wondering. There's always some other weird little things for the kids to do, and that was one. I remember we did over the years. There was the ping pong ball drop. There's been the Moose Nugget draw. You know, so they're always mixing it up and coming up with something for the family so they can all come out. There's going to be food there as well. I'd imagine some food trucks or something.
Food trucks. The Midnight Sun Council of Boy Scouts will be out there selling hot dogs and chips and snack stuff. It should be quite a time. We've been planning this since probably late August, I think we started.
Sure.
And as we're getting closer and closer, it's getting to be, we're having more weekly meetings. It's coming together very, very nice. It's going to be a spectacular weekend.
Well, make sure to get hold of me, Richard. I always work with you and help you out with some of the advertising on that. So contact me and I'll be happy to help you out there as well.
You got it, my friend.
All right.
Thanks, Richard.
All right. Richard there helping us out.
March 12th and 13th.
12th and 13th. Thanks, man. Coming up, that's the Tired Iron Snow Machine Classic, the 12th and 13th, which is just weeks away, folks, so that'll be fun. We'll take a quick break here, some weather, and we'll be back with our final segment here on Problem Corner.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Winters in Fairbanks can be brutal, but what makes them worse is having your septic system go out in the middle of the winter. Don't put it off till spring. Repair costs in the winter can be as brutal as the temperatures. Call North Star Honey Wagon with their shiny big new trucks, specially suited for Alaska's cold. Snow and cold won't get in the way of them making sure your septic system's not only cleaned out but operating properly, regardless of the time of year. Call the locals at North Star Honey Wagon, 888-8265. Online at northstarhoneywagon.com.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Alaska Army National Guard. Aired by the Alaska Broadcasters Association and this station.
Stay informed of what's happening on the firearm scene today. Tune in to Shooter's Corner with your host, Laura Berkowitz, for news and conversation on guns, your Second Amendment rights, local events, and important legislation. Sponsored in part by Rogers Auto Repair. Rogers Auto Repair has been helping interior Alaskans care for their cars and trucks for nearly 50 years. From the same location near the airport on Dale Road, listen in to Shooter's Corner every Thursday morning at 11, right here on KFAR Radio.
Weather brought to you by GCR. Alignments protect your vehicle's steering system as it extends the life of your tires. Book yours at GCR Tires and Service, the Tire Guys, taming the Alaskan Road, Van Horn at Cushman.
KFAR Weather.
A winter weather advisory begins at 3 p.m. this afternoon and continues until 3 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. Snow likely today, otherwise cloudy. Highs around 14, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, snow likely 14, 3 to 5 inches of snow today through tomorrow. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 12 degrees.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
And we're back, Problem Corner. Glenner here filling in for Dave Pruse. He'll be back tomorrow, I believe. Let's see here, one more day. He's been out for a little while. Got to look at the calendar and the schedule. He's had a number of guest hosts filling in, and Melissa's been helping out as well. Our guest, of course, Craig Campo, coming up this Saturday, the first installment, the initial episode of the Campo's Outdoor Show here at 12:30, following Dr. Scott Looper's Health Talk Show, courtesy of White Spruce Medical, and that'll be starting up this Saturday. And we're talking, Craig, we kind of mentioned a couple of the episode ideas, and I know you had a list of them there that were pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Of course, some of the customers will have to ask if they want to come on the show. Some people are comfortable with it, and other people aren't so much, but these guys they're pretty laid back, pretty good guy, real good guys. You know, we talked about having my service writer service manager Dakota come on and we'll do service tips. You know, that's always that's one that, you know, it just kind of takes off in different directions, whether it be
It could almost be a segment each week as your service tip of the week.
Right, depending on the time of year. We're going into boat season. Get your boat ready, you know, that type of thing. Or
Putting up your sled for the summer as well. Right, there's a lot to do with that I didn't know about until it's like, oh, no, you got to keep it up off the ground. Put it on the wood. Make sure to take out the belt. Take out the battery. Put in the thing. And it's like, oh, okay, I thought I was just going to park it and pull the key you want.
Well, you can, but that makes more money for our store.
Yeah. I'm finding that out.
Yeah. So. So anyway, and there's a lot of different areas of even close to town that are really exceptional. You know, the Upper Chena is one of the best kept secrets. You go on a weeknight and you put it at the Nordale Bridge in a boat and you go upriver, there's nobody there. You go fishing and you see one or two other boats. You know, it's not like a Saturday and you got a lot of floaters on the lower river or whatever. I really like putting it at Nordale Bridge and going up for just take the family, go up to a gravel bar, have a little hot dog cookout or something like that. That's easy to do. It's close to town. You're not driving 2.5 hours to get to the river. So that's kind of cool. We used to do that with my family all the time. My folks took us to 21-mile Chena Hot Springs Road. I haven't even been back in there. There's a road that goes back to a gravel bar, and you can just put the boat in the river. We used to do it a couple of nights a week. My folks would take the old Ouachita River boat. Would get in there. My dad would get off work and off would go and would go up and have a campfire and cook dogs and make little castles out of rocks and play in, you know, you'd stand on the mud on the bank.
Right, where it get real soft, where it's like hard on top, but you can like make it like a waterbed.
And then your folks would get in the boat and leave. Did your folks do that?
All the time. Yeah. All the time, as a matter of fact. Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. Mine would take us, we would go the other way and head down the Chena and down the town a bit and take McDonald Creek.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And we'd go up and camp out and fish up McDonald Creek, because that just winds back and forth and back and forth. And next thing you know, you're up there parallel to Eielson or somewhere. Right. And we would always go up and camp there for a night or two and just fish grayling and come back.
Yeah, it's great. It's easy to do and it's close by.
And these are some of the things that you're going to be doing on the show. It's just talking about some of these trips folks can take, as well as, hunting excursions, how to get ready for hunting. You're going to have people to talk about preparing your meat and doing, and I know you have a whole list of other topics.
I do, you know, and, you know, Judy Ferguson out of Delta is a historian on the Delta region and the Good Pasture region. She's written books on it, and I'd like to get her on the show maybe and talk about the history of the Good Pasture River. That's the river I'm passionate about.
I like going up there.
We have our sign moving adventure where we move a SGX boat sign as far as we can, and we've done it several times and challenge other boaters to go get it because it's really, really hard to do. And you gotta know how to read the river perfectly. You gotta have a light load. You've gotta go when the water's right. Not too high, not too low. You know, if you go when it's too high, there's too much crap in the water and you're getting stuff in the jet all the time. If it's too low, you're bouncing off of boulders. So we usually wait till the river's about average and it's really a lot of fun. We have a video on our website that's called Good Pasture River Challenge. It's my favorite video. My dad in 1972, Memorial Day 1972, they wanted to see how far up the Salcha River they could go. And they hung an Evinrude country sign across the river, and Evinrude did a big story on it, and they destroyed the boats. These were tin riveted boats, and I think there was some drinking involved.
No!
But anyway, but they went as far as they could go, and then my dad always said, yeah, that was tough. He goes, but coming back was way tougher because, you know, coming downstream, you get the current pushing you.
You got to think a little quicker on your feet.
Yeah.
Reading the river is a whole different thing.
You're probably hung over by then.
Yeah.
You know, you stay a night up there. Anyway, so they did this challenge. So we always said we want to do it, but we moved it to the Good Pasture in 92. And then we started doing that. So almost every year, not every year now, but we still make that trip. And nobody's ever moved our sign. They've tried and people have. But I love it. And the video that's on our website, our goal that trip, and we talked about it, it was caribou. It was August. So I said, our goal is to move our sign and get a caribou on the same day. So we got up early, got all the way up there, moved the sign, just had beautiful scenery and just, it's gorgeous.
All the trees are yellow and red.
Right?
And that smell.
Animals everywhere.
The smell of the rotten cranberries.
I love that smell.
Love that smell.
I know it. I love that smell. And then coming back down, we come around the corner, there's this beautiful big caribou. We took harvested that caribou and hauled it back down. It was just a wonderful day. And it's just, you know, coming down and you're saying, you know, it's just This is my therapy. This is really...
This is what it's all about. Yeah, it's just getting out, really, being outdoors alone, even without the caribou, would have been fantastic therapy.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
It just is. Regardless of how you're getting there, you got to get there. That's just it. And being outdoors, it can mean a trip up river or a walk out in the woods.
Right.
But you got to have that, as you say, that therapy. And even this time of the year, I take my big blind dog for a walk. I took him up on the trails yesterday out there on Scarland, and it's great right after fresh snow because you can just see all the other animal tracks and guess the others. The fox come through, all right? The moose tracks, you can see where they bedded down, and the squirrels and the rabbits, and you can identify them all, and it's just...
It's fun.
And like we said, we're getting into the best part of winter right now, and I think that's kind of going to be our topic for your first show this Saturday.
Yep, that's right. And, there's other things. Ice fishing. It's a beautiful time of year to go ice fishing. And I've got buddies of mine that are obsessed with ice fishing, and Dominic Monzingo and Mike Helbrick and these guys, they love to go and just see how big a fish they can catch and how many. They've got these new battery-operated ice augers. Have you seen these? They're kind of lime green. I forget the name of them. They are amazing. They'll punch 36 holes on one battery charge.
Wow.
I'm talking 2-3 foot holes. And they're fast and they're light. And so the technology is making a lot of this stuff a lot easier. You're not
See,
mugging
now,
it.
You don't normally hear the word technology and ice fishing put together. It's still like you're sitting on an upside down bucket, or you have a little shanty over your head.
I got to tell the story. We have a few minutes left. One of my favorite stories. We're at a Tasina Lake, which is my favorite place in the world. Bill Hager used to own this beautiful spot on a lake in the middle of the Alaska Range. Ralph Seekins has got it now. It's just beautiful. But anyway, we went in with Kenny Broker and his son, who was 19, Ryan Broker, diehard ice fisher, fishing guy anyway. He just loves to fish. It's about a four-hour trip in there. He's hauling an ice auger in an Akio. We get there, we just want to open the cabin, sit back, have a beer, and relax. And he goes right to the lake, puts a hole in the ice, and starts fishing. Catches a couple of big, 28-inch lake trout right away. So he's having a great time. Well, I had brought this fake human leg. I don't know why I did it. I was packing my duffel bag.
You had a fake human leg with you.
Yeah.
It's
very real, from the knee to the toes, and the toes are all wrinkled. And so I just thought I'd do something with it. And, of course, while he's up having lunch one day, I raced down to where he left his whitefish bait on his line. And we're not supposed to do that. I think he did that. Anyway, so I wound the line up and hooked these toes and dropped this leg down in there. The night before, I told this story about the guy that fell in the lake the year before. It never really happened. And the other guys are going, no, the feds were in here. They drugged the lake for 10 days. This actually got on America's Funniest Home Video. So there's Ryan. He's 6'9".
Okay.
Right, Ryan? And he's bit. So he comes back. He goes, I got to go check my bait. So we all go down there. I get the camcorder out. I'm sitting there. He can't see me. And he's bent over this hole. And he goes, oh, I got one. And so he's pulling it up. And he's literally bent down. And as he pulls it up, the toes come right up. And he just turns just bright white. And he throws the line down, and he runs away from the ice hole. He goes, it's an effing leg. And he's running away. And we are laughing so hard. And he looks at me, he goes, you sick son of a... And he comes running after me. I'm running away with a camera. I'm telling you. And so I sent it in to America's Funniest Home Video about 5 years later. And they put it on there. They called me from California going, oh, that's the funniest thing. We want to run this. And they started a whole new segment called Practical Jokes.
You started a segment.
I did.
America's Funniest Videos.
Foot fishing. We called it foot fishing.
Foot fishing. Oh, all right. So is that one still out there too somewhere?
Yeah. I've got to find my copy. I know I've got it somewhere, but I'm making it.
Might have to put that one up on the page. I can't believe foot fishing is not on your page. You better dig it out.
Yeah, I will find it.
Oh, that is fantastic.
It was great.
Again, Craig Compo is our guest. Now, if you want to hear more weird stories like these and learn more about the outdoors, well, join us on Saturdays right here on KFAR Radio.
Compo Outdoor Show.
The Compo Outdoor Show, 12:30 this Saturday. We're going to record an episode this week, and it'll be on. It's going to be about that very thing. So we might talk about some of the subjects we've covered today. But it's going to be about the best part of Fairbanks, of winter in Fairbanks. And it's going on right now, and that's coming up on the Compo's Outdoor Show. Craig, welcome aboard, man. Welcome, right. Well, officially to the family. You've always been a fill-in. Now he's here. So.
Where do I get my paycheck?
Yeah.
Is this door down here?
If it only worked that way. Thanks, man.
248DK, 97.5 FM, Fairbanks. The heartbeat of Alaska.
Russia increasing tensions. I'm Rich Dennis.